Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. Hot Seat is coming up later in the hour. Lots of great stuff ahead. But on the line now, whenever you're watching a game and you're just going, wow, that's amazing, you will not know exactly how amazing until you get the insights of Mr. Ruben Frank from NBC Sports Philadelphia, which gives you historical perspective. We are honored to have him on our show. Hey, Rube, how are you today?
Hey, Ange.
All right, so, Rube, Eagles put 242 running yards up against the Saints, and you point out that isn't just the best run defense this season. It's one of the best ever. Explain how amazing that accomplishment was yesterday.
Yeah, coming into the game, the Saints were allowing 65.6 yards per game on the ground. That was the ninth best figure in NFL history through 10 games. Ninth best ever. And four or five of those marks were like in the 40s and 50s. So this was a historically great run defense. And, you know, there was a thought that maybe Nick wouldn't even try to run against them. He'd say, you know what, it's you know, we have no shot. They're this good. And he just went ahead. And I'll tell you what, after five carries, they had 7 yards. And now I'm thinking, all right, he's going to abandon the run. And he showed me something. He stuck with it, with that O-line and those backs, and they hammered him. And they rushed for four times as many yards as the Saints are allowing per game. They beat that 65.6 mark on their third drive. It was fun to watch. And if you can run on the Saints, you can run on anybody. And I'll tell you what, nobody wants to face these guys the way they're running the ball right now.
So basically what you're saying is this offensive line is so good blocking for the run, they can even take a historically good defensive line and kick them back, right? That's what you're saying there, right, Rube?
Didn't I just say, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
what I'm trying to get is people have to understand that what you saw yesterday was historic. And
right.
What I'm trying to understand now is how much of a component to that is the running threat Hurts poses?
Oh, yeah, it's a huge part of it, and that's what makes them so difficult. I mean, they have all these different backs that have different skill sets. You know, you look at Miles and Jordan Howard, and they're completely different backs. And, you know, as a defense, if you get kind of a feel for one back and all of a sudden you have a different, you know, power back like Jordan, a fast, you know, cutback running back like Miles, and then you have Jalen, who's got these, you know, these crazy moves and this, you know, insane speed and great vision when it comes to running. He just sees holes really well. I don't know how you stop that kind of. I mean, we had the three-headed monster with Buckhalter and Westbrook and Deuce in 2003. These guys are like way better than them. I mean, I don't know if anybody can stop them. I mean, they've got almost 900 rushing yards in the last four games.
However,
and they got three wins.
However, Rube,
yeah,
near the goal line, can I not hand the ball to Miles Sanders because he does have a fumble issue? Are you with me that once he fumbles the first time, he's not getting another shot near the goal line? You with me?
Well, one thing Nick does is, I mean, he'll go back, and Jalen Hurts will do the same thing. If a guy has a drop, he'll go right back to him. I'm kind of with you. I think Jordan Howard and Boston Scott are the best goal line runners. They're two of the best goal line runners in the league because they're moving forward all the time and they don't have losses. Miles has his strengths, but if he was, Jordan Howard got hurt, but in general, my goal line backs are Jordan Howard and Boston Scott. I like Miles between the 20s, but he's got to, that's something he's got to work on, and it's a problem. I mean, you just can't fumble, at the 5-yard line. I mean, that put him back in the game, and it's something we got to keep an eye on. But yeah, I do agree.
All right, and Jordan Howard is your number one runner if he's healthy.
I don't think they have a number one runner. I think it's just going to be this committee thing, and that makes them really, really difficult to stop. You don't know who to prepare for. You don't know. I mean, personnel-wise, different kind of defenses to stop these guys. I think having a number one back doesn't really make sense with the personnel they have.
All right. You have I love your observations after games, and you did a great one on Darius Slay. Well, we're Sierra now. It's been a long time since we saw a corner who did this, right, Rube?
Yeah, I mean, Asante is the last guy that was really a playmaker back there. And, you know, they've drafted guys. They've signed guys, you know, Sidney Jones and Rasul Douglas. They drafted in high rounds. And they've, you know, Nnamdi's and, I mean, DRC, all these guys. And they finally got a guy who is a playmaker back there. And he's a ball hawk. We didn't really see it last year. He was okay last year. I thought he played pretty well. But it was kind of the whole season was a lost cause. But he's just got that, you know, he kind of reminds me of Asante and Lito Shepard, just in how he's always looking to score. You know, every play, he's not thinking of knocking a ball down or whatever. He's trying to score on every play and makes him such a weapon. And, yeah, it's been a long time. I mean, it's been, you know, it's been a decade since Asante was, you know, almost a decade since he was making plays like that. So it's great to see him. He's getting paid for it. And now he's playing like it.
Hey, Rube, you know your football. 7 minutes and change, down 14. Peyton's got the ball 4th and 7. Are you surprised he sends out the field goal team?
Oh, I was surprised. You know, it's still a significant amount of time left, but the way they were moving the ball at that point, that did surprise me. I mean, you still need to score twice.
It's an amazing decision. It's terrible.
Yeah, I think so. I was pretty surprised about that. And but yeah, I mean, it was probably the best thing for the Eagles at that point, because that's the only thing that slowed them down. I mean, we've seen the Eagles score all these late points in games earlier in the season, kind of garbage time points. But you know, they can make teams can get tight when that starts happening. And you know, Nick admitted he was too. You know, he took his foot off the pedal, and he did. And you know, the defense had a lot of short fields to deal with, and they started. You know, Saints started scoring. They had all the momentum. I thought that field goal, you know, did not help the Saints at all. That's not the play there. No way.
No. Finally, I'm trying to plan my month. Are the Eagles now a threat to make the playoffs?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at the schedule. They've got all the best teams that they face in their rear view now. And you know, there's no more Brady's. There's no more Mahomes. There's you know, you got Dak the last day of the season. We'll see what that even means at that point. But you know, the Giants twice, Washington twice, and the Jets. That's their next five games, and they could win all of them. They you know, I think they'll probably slip up somewhere, but. If I mean, they've got a real chance to, and I'll tell you what, that would be the best thing for this team. I know it's not going to help their draft standing, but if you can get a young team and a young quarterback in particular, playoff experience for Jalen Hurts to go into Arizona in a playoff game or Green Bay, wherever it is, and play postseason football at 23 years old in his first year as a full-time starter, that's invaluable experience. And would it hurt your draft pick? Yeah, but they're probably going to screw up the draft pick anyway, right? So so exactly. You want all the postseason experience you can get, no matter what the cost. And I think it's a real goal right now. I think it's a realistic thing to shoot for. And I'll tell you what, at this point, the way they're running the ball, the way they're playing, the way they've grown as a team, the way the coaches have grown in being adjustable and understanding the personnel, I'll be surprised if they don't make the playoffs.
I love it. Ruben Frick, if you're not reading him every day at NBC Sports Philadelphia, you're making a big mistake. Thank you, Rube.
All right, guys. See you.
Jonesy, very simple. When you're facing a historically great run defense,
yes,
and you bury them for 242 yards, your game plan the rest of the year is over. You know what you're doing.
Yes.
Nobody can stop you.
No, they can't stop them running.
They can't stop you.
They can't.
The thing that still sticks in my craw is that the fans knew this before the coaches.
Yeah, they did.
The fans knew this. Do you understand?
Yep.
The fans were hounding. They were chanting. They were begging. Nick Sirianni, run the ball, run the ball.
Run the ball.
And I'm going to be honest with you, because I was one of the people clamoring for it. I didn't know they could do this.
Well, you didn't know Jordan
idea.
Howard was going to come in and run like he did. This all started when Miles Sanders went down to injury. Those two things coincide.
But they were going to run the ball in that game, and he was running well right before he got injured.
Yeah, he was.
No, you're right. And the other component to this that is not being made enough of, you know why you ran for 242? Because the defense has to worry about Hurts.
1,000%.
And it changes everything. Yes, so when you're saying you don't know if he's your franchise quarterback, tell me who else, maybe Lamar Jackson, is going to change a game plan and screw up a defense the way Hurts did yesterday.
Well,
that's your future.
It's triple because that's New Orleans.
Yep.
Had a dose of that last year.
Yeah.
So they came in absolutely knowing.
And they couldn't do a thing.
So you had a team that absolutely had it on its radar and still couldn't do anything.
They couldn't figure out what to do with Hurts.
Yeah.
Hurts killed him last year.
Right.
Hurts killed him this year.
And that's something.
A year ago, he's a rookie. His first game.
Right, so it's a surprise.
Not now.
No, they had a game plan.
They have film on him. Yeah.
Great point. Dave's out alive from Downingtown. Hi, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Angelo.
Dave, were you there yesterday?
I was, and it was an amazing game.
Tell me what it was like.
Well, it was the place was electric. I mean, we just had such a great time there. And let me tell you how those linemen were just firing off and killing those defenders. I mean, they literally made them quit halfway through that game. It was freaking awesome.
It was.
I like big men. You understand?
We have that on tape now, so thank you.
Mailata, Dave, when that guy pushed our Hurts out of bounds, were you watching Mailata lecture him on, you're not doing that to my player?
Oh, he was ready to kill him. That was freaking amazing.
And I'm going
to
tell you something else, Al. I'm loving me some Dickinson, too. All right?
Yes.
I'm loving Dickinson. I'm loving Lane Johnson. I'm loving that line right now. Al, when Brandon Brooks comes back,
yeah,
I might have to work him in.
Oh, yeah, but he's got some.
I got time now.
So many guys that are. Rhea, show me a play, Dave.
Oh, my God.
Dave, Rhea, is there a way we could tweet that out?
Yeah. You're talking about the Kelce one?
Yes.
Yeah.
You got to watch, Rhea. Describe what Kelce does on that. It's mind-boggling.
I believe it's on the Miles long run.
Right.
And Kelce comes up first level, takes out a guy.
Boom! Knocked him on his ass.
Gets to the next level. Takes out a second guy.
Boom!
I mean, it's really cool.
And he's running faster than a lineman is allowed to run. I got Dave. That offensive line, you got to get on its back and let him carry you to the goal line. That team, that's going to take you to the playoffs.
Oh. Absolutely. It was an amazing, amazing game by the offensive line. I mean, I've never seen them play better, and that was against the former number one defense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're not number one now. Dave, great call. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. 215-592-9494. Al, don't you like when you have a physical superiority over the opponent?
Well, it's exhausting.
That you was could the see Flyers their heyday. That's what they're trying to get.
That's what they love with Ristolainen being in that lineup. He's crushing guys.
So you got Dickerson. You got big guys coming in.
It matters.
And you just push them away.
Jonesy, do you enjoy a big man?
Not as much as you do.
215-592. See, you just won't get behind me.
Well,
get behind.
You've got like something going on there.
There's nothing going on. I like to pulverize the opponent.
You used to love that clothing, Scott, a lot.
No, I didn't. Stop it.
Until he lost all the weight.
215-592. It's not what I mean. 215-592-9494. Who's on the hot seat? Oh, we know who that is. Next. WIP Sports Time, 9:16.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
9:24. I need a moment here before we do Hot Seat because it kind of leads into it. You know, I'm very proud this morning of this radio program. because Rhea Hughes and I, we think on a different level than many fans.
I'm afraid.
And I'm just saying that when you're experiencing a game in real time, right? And I guess I'm really saying a lot of the fans are with us, but the media wasn't, all right? So we're watching a game, and we're nervous as hell,
yep.
And the lead is evaporating, and the defense is back on their heels, yep. And the offense can't even get a first down.
No.
And we're going, uh-oh, this smells
danger,
like...
Danger.
This smells like disaster.
Oh, yeah.
And then the coach from the other team sends its field goal team out.
Gives you a gift.
And Rhea, I am experiencing enormous relief.
It's never a good idea,
right?
When the opposition fans or whoever's watching the game is happy that you're putting points on the board.
In the box,
yeah.
Were they happy?
Shocked.
See,
shocked.
Shocked and delighted.
No, shocked and delighted, yes.
All right, now we turn to Ava Graham. Ava, who's on the hot seat?
Well, you were just talking about him. Today, Sean Payton is on the hot seat. Sponsored by Xfinity. The fastest internet in Philadelphia and the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge.
33-19, 7 minutes and change to go. Are you surprised Peyton's going for three there?
Yeah, what a coward move by him, right?
Yeah, Sean, that was a pretty stupid move, my man.
That is a dumbass decision by Sean Payton. Dumb.
It was ridiculously stupid.
There's not enough time to stop the Eagles twice. So when they bring out the field goal unit, while we already have our third kicker of the year, it makes no sense at all. I'm like, you might as well just go for a 4th and 7.
Sorry, not sorry, Jared, the sad Saints fan. I'm sure everyone is talking about it in New Orleans this morning.
Are they watching the game? From our perspective, the other side of it, you go, what? And thank God for that.
It is really odd that no one, not even the Eagles media, asked about Sean Payton's decision until Angelo asked Nick Sirianni today.
I understand. I understand why he did that.
You can understand it all you want, Nick, but I know you were celebrating on the inside. We all are.
Sean, thank you. We'll take it. I appreciate it.
You gave me a good idea. Rhea, let's send Sean Payton a fruit basket.
Yeah.
Just send him that. We should show our appreciation.
Send him one.
Yeah, send him one, Al.
The guy is such a smug, sanctimonious jerk. He blew the game! All right, now,
wow.
Hold on. Rhea, I just realized. I have a dream for tomorrow's, when you're booking the show.
Yes.
I would love someone from New Orleans to be booked as a guest so I can lecture them on how their coach is a moron.
Let me explain to you. I don't book people so you can lecture
I
them.
I like a lecture situation.
And I don't have any problem with the Eagles reporters not asking, because there was a lot more things to ask about what the Eagles are doing and a huge win than the blunder that, you know, the fact that the New Orleans media didn't ask about it is astonishing.
Worse, because he handed the ball to a team with an 11-point lead that had run the ball at that point for about 400 yards. Jonesy, that was your point. It was brilliant.
Yeah,
if you're running the ball, I'm sorry, 200 yards. When you're running the ball that effectively and the clock is your enemy, the last thing in the world you want to do is hand them the ball back so they can do it some more.
And keep it a two-score game.
And it's exactly what they did.
Yes. Let's send him. Let's find out a way we can send him a fruit basket.
Oh, do you know where I can get a cheap one?
I don't even know if there is any New Orleans media anymore. That might be
why.
I mean, you would think he'd be grilled.
No, but I would like a fruit basket that you could get like cut rate because the fruit was overripe. You know,
Like Peyton?
Like a mushy pear, or, you know, like a
what?
Well, you know,
you got a mushy pear, Al?
You know what? He had just done this the week before, too?
Yep.
He had just done this.
Yes,
they did it the week before.
They did
the same thing.
Wow.
So they probably were thinking, you know.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable when you have a reputation that he has.
Do you have any tender plums we can put in there?
Right, maybe a nice, unseasonable plum.
Very nice item. Very nice item.
Do you want to know how insanely awesome the Eagles' offensive line is?
How good is it, Rhea?
Okay, according to Paul Hembeketties, it created 186 rushing yards before contact versus the Saints.
Oh, my God. I like big men. Yeah, that's the big men. No, Joe, you're right to play that. It's factual. 186 yards before anybody touched them.
Yes. It's insane.
Sean is on the line. He's a Hall of Fame fan. Hi, Sean.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing today?
How fun was that, Sean?
You know what? It was about as much fun as you could possibly have in a football game. We were able to sit back and relax for pretty much about 55 minutes of that game there, and it was unbelievable. I mean, the fan base was tremendous again, and we finally got a win in front of a full crowd, and we needed that desperately.
All right, what are you feeling now, Sean? We're on a run here or what? What are you thinking?
Division championship? Why not?
Whoa.
I mean, seriously. Look, I get it. I know it's a long shot. But why not? We're two and a half games behind Dallas right now, and Dallas has put up, 18 points? That were weak 18 points against Denver 3 weeks ago. They put up 43 last week against an Atlanta team, but they put up 9 against Kansas City, who had a terrible defense yesterday. I mean, what is Dallas doing right now that's really lighting up the world right now?
Wow.
They're not.
And we got them here last game of the season, Sean.
They don't have it exactly a real, real easy schedule. I mean, they have Washington twice, but they got to play the Saints. They still have to play the Raiders. I mean, look, they don't have a cakewalk of themselves or anything. And I'm telling you, Mike McCarthy is going to end up blowing this thing. Dallas is going to blow it. They have a ton of talent on that team. There's no question about it. But Dallas has not done anything in 25 years.
Thank you, Sean.
Years.
Thank
Why
you.
Why are they going to start now?
Sean, you're saying the Cowboys are going to blow a 5-game lead in the NFL?
Didn't the Mets blow a 7-game lead against the Phillies back in, 07, 08?
Wow.
Sean,
Sean Ames, hi.
No, Sean, I keep having a fight with a friend of mine who's like, oh, Dallas is so loaded. They're going to the Super Bowl. And I go, let me know when they get there.
Right.
Dallas is loaded when they go to the bar. That's about it. Everything else, what difference does it make? I don't really care. I'm telling you. Don't be surprised if we end up winning this division. I'm telling you.
Sean, are you enjoying the Eagles' offensive line run blocking right now?
Look, the last time I called, I had a conniption, and I think I actually blew a vessel in one of my eyes when I had a conniption and everything about running this ball and everything.
Yep.
And the irony is I guess it was about 4 weeks ago, Glenn Macdowell came in and had that tweet that was ripping into Slay and everything about
yes.
Tom and the Byron Maxwell, something like that. Ever since then, Slay's had, I think, two interceptions and a fumble return, two of which I think went for touchdowns. The offensive line has run for almost about 900 yards on the ground. I mean, things are changing right now. So it's the coaching staff needed the time to adapt to the team. The team needed the time to adapt to the coaching staff. They're doing it right now at the time that they need. And look, there's no reason why we can't do this.
I'm with you,
Sean. I know it's a long shot, but I don't care. Long shots happen.
So on Thursday, Sean, on Thursday, we should be rooting hard against the Cowboys, correct?
Playing the Raiders.
Of course, that and every other game.
Don't worry about it.
I love it. Sean, you're the best, man. Thanks, pal. Bob's up from Egg Harbor. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Angelo. I'm worried that they're running Jalen Hurts way too much.
That's a concern.
That was one of the first things Seth Joyner brought up after the game. They ran him 18 times.
Right.
And the way he put it, they're tempting fate. And I agree 100%.
Bob, the reason I didn't ask that, I had it on my list. And the reason I didn't ask it is because something about Hurts and
build.
The way he bench lifts 600 pounds. I never feel that nervous.
And he's got a good feel on when to go down. He seems
to
know exactly
well.
Where he is at on
but
the field.
But he occasionally will take on a tackler. He will
if he has to.
Bob, I'm never that worried. You are worried when he took 18 hits on running plays alone yesterday. That doesn't even incorporate how many times he was hit when he passed the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But I never feel concerned the way I am with Wentz.
He took an open. Well, look, half the league's quarterbacks are out right now, right?
I know it. I just feel like he's durable. Like there's some guys that are durable and some guys are not.
Because he runs a lot tougher than when you compare him to Vic.
Right.
He's a much more physical runner.
Yeah, but
stronger
Bob,
runner.
Bob,
yes.
And he often is opting to run himself on those RPO plays. He could be handing the ball to Sanders or somebody else. But he's taking the opportunity to slink through the middle of the line and get us a few
yards.
That's
why I like Sanders in the lineup. I think some of those runs are
bigger threat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bob, I hear you, though. You're right. And Seth Joyner was very, very clear on that issue, as he is on most issues. Bob, I appreciate it. In fact, I got another thing Seth said I want to play for you, Al, because he is saying that this decision on who to run the ball is not a decision at all. He's right on this, too. Here's Seth Joyner on the postgame show.
They are clearly a running football team. And as much as I love Miles Sanders, Jordan Howard and his ability to run the football is a big deal mm-hmm. because of how he runs in between the tackles. He's straight ahead. There's no hitch in his get up. He knows where he's going, north and south. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So I don't know how serious his knee injury is, but that's a big injury if he's out for any extended period of time, because you saw in the second half, they really couldn't run the ball the way that they ran it in the first half, and it really stalemated their offense in a lot of ways.
All right, there's one thing I haven't done enough with today that I want to hit when we come back, Al. It was the reaction Jalen Hurts had to his performance. Now, he won the game yeah. with that last run. Mm-hmm. He scored 3 touchdowns.
And
he took some abuse even on the quarterback sneaks, Al. They had to get behind him and push him in like a battering ram.
yeah.
That's not normally a healthy option, if you know what I'm saying. But it worked. But his reaction after the game, wow. I don't think you could react better than this if you're a star player in Philadelphia. His reaction was not positive to his own performance.
Right.
You're going to hear that when we come back. Lots more of your calls, 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time is 9:35. Hey, don't your parents deserve the best home health care possible? Who better to take care of them than you? And in the comfort of your own home, you can do it. AmeriBest is the number to call, 1-800-HOME-CARE. You can go online at AmeriBestHomeCare.com. You could start a new career as a home health care provider. The training is free. You're going to be making good pay with benefits, and you're going to be taking care of the ones you love. Work for a company that cares as much for you as you do for your loved ones. It's easy. Join the AmeriBest team today at AmeriBestHomeCare.com. 9:41. Maybe I'm biased. Maybe because my whole life I have wanted to be cool and have never been cool. So do you realize I have looked from when I was in high school and I would look at the kids at high school that were athletes and stuff. And they were cool. And the girls flocked around them and they acted cool.
Yeah.
And they walked down the hall with a swagger.
Yeah, they wore their Letterman jackets.
They wore the Letterman jackets, and I would sometimes pass them on the way to the chess club meetings.
Yes.
Right?
I remember
Because I was never cool. Never. In my whole life. You've known me a long time now. Have you ever said, wow, that was cool?
No, I've never thought it.
Huh? Do you see me as cool?
Well, your nickname was Squid, so no.
No, that's not.
Was it Squid?
It wasn't Squid. It was Bean.
Bean? What the?
Long story.
You do look like Mr. Bean a little bit.
No, it's not.
Long story.
No, it's not Mr. Anyway.
No. Okay.
So when I see a guy who is cool representing one of my teams, it's exciting to me.
Yes.
All right? So Jalen Hurts has got the game on his shoulders, and he busts a move on the field that is going to be referenced, Al. This is Allen Iverson's crossover. That's what that move was yesterday.
Oh, yeah, break the ankles.
That caught, and the touchdown run, that was the crossover you saw with Iverson. It's a major moment in the young man's career.
Yeah.
All right, when I see it. When his teammates, who are also cool, are not cool in describing it, I want you to hear Avante Maddox describe the caught that led to the touchdown. Listen to him.
Well, I always watch Jalen. I'm looking at the Jumbotron, and then when I seen him make that move, I was like, oh, snap. I'm looking for the trainer so I can grab some tape to, you know, help that kid ankles. But, I mean, even if that was me out there, I probably would have been calling to somebody else to tape me up. So, you know, he's definitely dynamic, and, you know, one is always a baller, and it's exciting to watch him play.
I don't even use the term baller correct.
He said one, too. I like that. That was really good. I like that.
One. He went with the number. That's cool. Now, listen to Hurts is – the old Lane Johnson's doing a testimonial to him. All these people do a testimonial. Now it's his turn. He goes up to the thing, and they say, wow, take us through. What was that play? Tell us about that play. Here's guy.
You just made a play. You know, I look at it as a situation in the game.
Yeah, that's how he looks
so
at it.
So you're watching me on, something's bothering him. He's not happy. He just won the game with his brilliant decision-making, athleticism, and he's not happy. And then he explains why he's not happy. Listen.
I'm kind of frustrated. I'm really frustrated from the drives that we didn't score in the red zone that we should have. We had a few mental errors, a few things that we could have controlled that did not go. And then it allowed them to come back into the game. We kept giving them good field position, and they scored. And it shouldn't even been that way. But nonetheless, I just think there's so much to learn from this game. And there's a lot of good to take away from the game, too.
I'm not a psychologist, but I think they would say that's unhealthy. Because you're such a perfectionist that you're always striving for more and then never happy with what you did. But from a sports perspective, from a fan perspective, that's ideal. That's what you want.
Is, yeah.
He's never happy. He's only looking for the imperfections to correct them. That is awesome. Cousin Wentz, when he had a good game, he was just full of himself. I'm the man. Look at me. I am the man. That kind of garbage.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that. That's not cool
I'm
either.
I'm paraphrasing, but that's what I'm talking about.
You're making it up.
Yeah, you're making it up. He never took...
There's a difference between paraphrasing.
I don't believe I'm making any of that
he
up.
He never took responsibility for his mistakes.
That's the same thing.
Not really.
Give me a little more.
I'm Carson Wentz.
Can you paraphrase more? Man, I understand you are a boy. I am a man.
Yeah, I don't remember those.
Oh, yeah. That was
nice job, Bean.
What's wrong with you?
I'm trying to tell
Seriously.
You that I love Jalen Hurts. Yes. That's what I'm trying to say.
Paraphrasing.
He's proven a point that he wasn't
Thank
cool.
Thank you. Now, let me bring on the coolest caller we have on this show,
yes.
All right? And he will explain cool to you losers, all right? Big Rube is here. Hi, Big Rube.
Oh, rough night for him.
Please believe it.
All right, now, Big Rube, before, let's deal with the rough night you had. That was a tough loss for your Steelers.
Oh, man, you talking about, whimpering. I damn near cried because they showed that at the end of the game that Pittsburgh is 0-250 by trailing by 17. Or more while we were up by three. And then that happened, that dumb Keith Butler call, on the blitz.
Yep.
And nobody covered Mike Williams. So
how do you not cover him? I'm with you. But, Rube, talking about our situation with the Eagles, I mean, you got to be looking at Jalen Hurts and saying, yeah, that's going to be the guy the next 10 years. Aren't you seeing that?
Oh, yeah. He did a lot of improvement. I watched him at Oklahoma and Alabama, and from there he just he's maturing right in before our eyes, and y'all lucky to have him.
We are.
And he's a future, you know what I mean? Because after Big Ben is gone, we're going to have a drought like y'all, the previous year. So
here's the problem, Rube. See, he is never happy with his performance. You understand? He is always finding imperfections that he needs to fix. Now, that's going to make him miserable because he's never going to really enjoy what he's doing. But from a sports perspective, that's the ideal. That's what Jordan was like. Jordan was like that.
Well, I was going to say that's how a young Dan Marino was like.
Dan Marino.
I Dan Marino and, me and him got to know each other and we talked about that. He said, man, I beat myself up so much that when I got great, I was able to rejoice that. So I love it.
You know Dan Marino, Rube.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Steakhouse.
Wow.
I made his jersey, what I mean? So we got to know each other. I used to hand him his royalty checks and everything.
Rube, when are you going to write a memoir? It sounds like you got a lot of stories.
I'm writing it now. Hopefully, the publisher said everything go right, be out this time next year.
All right, hold on. Will that also talk about some of the ladies you've been with?
Please believe it.
Let me tell you something. Rube, when that thing comes out, if I'm still on the air, I need to promote it because it sounds
a
winner.
No doubt. That's why I wanted to have it out before, you get off at the end of next year, so... But that what we were talking about, them the woman that went viral, I loved it because I'm like, at the same time that happened, it was three women doing cursing like sailors at Pitcher's Pub, and at
really?
My place in Manny. Yeah.
That Mary Kate. Wait a minute. There were other women swearing at that moment?
Yeah. And then I was like, remember a couple of weeks ago when I asked Rhea, I said, you know, do you do that when you... And Rhea says she keeps it cordial and in overcare.
Yeah.
Well, you have to. But, I'm not going to curse there.
She doesn't. Rhea doesn't curse.
Don't watch
curse
a game
anywhere.
With me at home, though.
Yeah. Rhea does not believe in cursing. She never has. It's always been kind of a thing that bothered me about her. But I love it. Rube, that is great. I got to see this memoir. This must have juicy stories in it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, from, you know, chilling with the ex-president, George Bush, Donald Trump, shaking Michael Jackson's hand, all that stuff. You know what I mean?
I have a glove on.
Hold on a minute. You got Bush in your book?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
I thought he was a foot guy.
No, he's... George W. Bush.
Oh, okay. I remember him.
Big room. Where can I get some chicken?
Oh, man, come holler at me and get a tidbit of my life. Today, 5 p.m., Pitchers Pub, Main Street, Manny Young, 4326 Main Street. Come holler at me and let's grub.
Holler. Do you not listen?
Oh, yeah, I was listening.
He had just told an anecdote about George W. Bush, and I just...
I didn't hear that part.
Well, you got to... Because then you're taking it out of context, and it's sounding dirty.
But it's cooler that way.
It's not cooler that way. All right, more cool ahead. Will of God is online. Hi, Will.
Hey, what's up, Angelo?
You're also, would you consider yourself cool, Will?
Yeah, that's why everybody called me Chill. My other name DJ Chill out there before I became Will of God. You know what I'm saying?
DJ Chill, huh?
We knew it.
Will, what'd you think of the victory by the Birds yesterday?
Like I told before, man, it's all about their energy, man. They got their swagger back. I'm just a little bit distraught because you know how you go places and you meet people and they show you a different energy, but you're like, wait a minute, is this real or Memorex? Yeah. Well, I got punked yesterday, but, you know, I'm going to keep that hush right now. But I'm still going to learn that I trust too many people in my life, and I got to stop doing it. Even though I got that in my spirit because I love Jesus so much, I can't trust everybody because not everybody going to do the right thing love me the same way. You know what I mean? That I love them.
What do you mean you got punked, Will? Did somebody pull one over on you?
Oh, my God. Man, I can't even talk about it. I'll tell you about it in the future. But, you know, I'm just learning, man. And I think I'm going to do a campaign called Let's Save Will of God. And just, you know, I want to do whatever it takes to survive and make sure my kids grow up. So they'd be able to have so much money that they can give money to the homeless or anybody else that needs money without having a problem. You know
I like
saying?
It. So you're thinking of doing a campaign to raise funding for yourself so that you could give back to the community.
Oh, I'm definitely giving back to the community, not only with my music, not only with my spirit, but daggone it with my life. Because I'm going hard this year. I can't
love
play
it.
These games with these people, man, because these people, man, they got to be part-time idiots or some type of cape crusader that don't even need to be said. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm with you, Will. Will, can I have one here now? The Will of God cheer?
Oh, my God. You are trying to make me happy. All right. People that's listening to WIP, I thank God that you're listening to WIP because WIP ain't going nowhere. Figure that one out.
Well, why not? Now, well, who said we were? We're not going
out. Said, what?
All right, let's get to the chair, Will. I'm running out of time.
Oh, sorry. A one and a and a three. E-H-L-E-S.
What?
E-H-L-E-S.
Who?
E-H-L-E-S.
Where?
Eagles. Hold up. Bring it back now. E-H-L-E-S.
What?
E-H-L-E-S.
Who?
E-H-L-E-S.
Where?
E-I-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It was wonderful.
Really nice.
Now, I get mixed reviews on Will.
Yeah.
Email.
How can that happen?
Right.
And I always say the same thing to them. Will is an acquired taste.
Acquired.
Take your time.
Yeah.
And acquire.
Just never know what's going to.
Just a matter of time.
Just don't reacquire it.
No, you. if you listen between the lines, there's a ton there.
Yeah.
It's got
a
lot.
When is that?
You haven't between reached it yet.
Gotcha.
You will.
I can only look between the lines.
Take,
it's hard to listen between them.
TR Steve Jabo, don't go anywhere. I just received word DeCamera and Richie are talking Eagles today. You're right on topic. Stay right there. It's time to do a wrap.
All right, brought to you by AmeriBest Home Healthcare. Don't your loved ones deserve the best home healthcare? Who better to take care of them than you? Visit AmeriBestHomeCare.com for details. Now, I thought about using, there was something about mushy plums earlier, and then something about a book and Bush and all this stuff. But you know what, Angela? I'm giving you line of the day.
Thank you. I like big men.
Me too. Right.
See, it's when you're trying to give me line of the day, you put it in a way that's terrible.
Yeah. You like big men.
Totally out of context.
Yeah, okay.
I like big men.
Cannot lie.
Yeah.
Well, I like our line. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, we know what you're saying. All right. So WIP Morning Show Twitter question. What was the biggest play of yesterday's win by the Eagles? 53% the Slay pick six.
All right. That's ridiculous.
I'm just telling you.
No, right. That's wrong. You're wrong.
28% Hurts touchdown run.
Dumb.
15% Whiteside catch.
Dumber.
Saints going for the field goal, 4%.
4%. Clearly, my work is not done here. I must educate you further.
A lot of room for improvement.
Our studio assistant today was Miss Ava Graham. Associate producer Dan Wilson. Producer Joseph A. Wechter Jr. Jody Cameron, John Ritchie coming up next. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.